TGIF, everybody. It is January 24th. It's my birthday weekend. My birthday is on Sunday. I am so excited. I am excited. It's been a little tough, challenging week, frustrating week for me. I had to deal with some bullshit, some unnecessary drama. But I'm still excited. I'm still optimistic. I'm enjoying my time, even though things are challenging. And I'm driving, and I'm trying to do something, and this motherfucker doesn't know how to drive. But anyway, aside from that, hope everybody's doing good. This week has taught me another valuable lesson, in that sometimes shit doesn't change, and no matter what you do, how much you've grown, or things, like you've just grown and just gotten better, and you know, you just become a better human being. Some people just don't ever change and don't want you to change. They want to keep you in your, you know, like when they say misery loves company, where some people are just miserable and they love company and they're going to do anything to grab you down. And I'm not just talking about myself, I'm talking about like things I've talked with my friends and everything, but some of our friends are going through some issues. But you know, that's life. We all go through hard times and bumps, and it's how we pick ourselves up that really matters. I know I always talk about this because it's an everyday thing. I have so many emotions right now going through my head, which is good. I'm looking for a puppy. I'm looking for a pit bull puppy. I still miss my old dog, Belle. She was a pit bull. Probably one of the most amazing dogs I've ever had. Smart, too. So I'm hoping to get another one close to her. Maybe a boy. I want to name him Sparta, or her Sparta. I don't know. I want a good name. A name is important for a dog. I don't want, like, Fluffy or Killer or something like that. Maybe Butch. Depends how he is. You know, a bulldog would be cool, but I want, like, something, a dog that's more athletic. Maybe a guard dog. But getting back to what I was telling you, yeah, this week just taught me that I know who I am. I know who I will be. I know who I will always and have been. Just sometimes I forget. And talking to my son's 13, you know, I had a conversation with him about the same thing. He was just feeling a little like stressed out about a lot of different things, you know, just being 13, going through hormones, growing up, dealing with parents and bullshit like that. And I said, you know what? I just told him because I had never heard this, and I needed to tell him, say, hey, I'm proud of you, dude. And I told him straight up. I said, I'm very proud of you. You are becoming the young man that I always thought you would be. You know, you might not be good at math, or you might struggle with school here or there, but you're good at other things. You're good at, you know, science or history. And just because you're not good at math, because I suck at math, doesn't mean that you're not a good person, or you're not worthy, or, you know, you're not smart. And I just told him, I'd rather you be a kind, amazing person than just someone that is good at math. And I just use the example of Sheldon Cooper. I know it's just an example because everybody knows who that is if you watch Big Bang Theory. He was good at he was good at mathematical stuff, and he was a brainiac, but with people, he wasn't that good. And yeah, it was funny, but in reality, that's not really funny. So I told him, you know, I always get a lot of compliments about you. That's why I told him, you know, and I do. People say, your son is very smart, he's very kind, he's considerate, he's a gentleman. And you know, that's what I want for him. I want a good human being, and I have one. Now, being good at math and being good at school, you can work on those things. And you can work at being a good person, but inherently, most people, if they don't have that kind of base, they don't. So I told him, you know, just keep what you're doing. And I want you to make mistakes. I want you to learn from your mistakes. If you make a mistake, that's fine. That's growing up. That's part of life. You know, but learn from it. Get up from it. Don't let it consume you. And I think he heard me. I hope he heard me. And, you know, I love him very much. I love my children very much. I'm always going to encourage them. I didn't get that kind of encouragement. It was a different time, and I just don't think my family could relate to me in that way. Plus, I didn't want to listen. But as a dad and as who I am, I want to give him that. I want him to understand that, you know, that's part of life, making mistakes, you know. I did a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes, even in my 20s and 30s. But some of them I grew and walked away from. Other ones, you know, you're bound to repeat because you don't learn your lesson. But it's just about mainly that. It's just growing up from it and learning from it and understanding, like, hey, this is not the right way. So, yeah, we talked about that a lot this week. And I talked to him about this today when I dropped him off, because he asked me, well, what happened is, like, he asked me a question yesterday if he can go get some food, and I said, fine, do whatever you want. And I was really, like, I was rude to him. I was kind of pissed. I was kind of frustrated because I cooked dinner, and I was, like, dealing with other bullshit, and I didn't take it out on him, but he was part of the issue from the beginning, so I just kind of verbally said how I felt. I don't know if he liked it or not, but he understood, and then I said, you know, do you understand that? I told him, do you understand that that's how sometimes you talk to me? He goes, yes, I know. And I'm trying to do better. I said, exactly. So, you know, I apologize. I said, I shouldn't treat you that way. But, what a dumbass. This person just, like, ran in front of me as I'm driving the car. Like, really? Because I'm driving and doing this podcast. But, you know, I told him how I felt and what the situation was, and he understood it. Also, I was playing Fortnite, and I met this other dad, and we were just playing. So he included, like, two of his friends, and his friends were, like, holy rollers. So as we're playing Fortnite, I'm just trying to concentrate and having a good time. This guy goes, hey, have you ever felt the power of God, the love of God in your heart? And I was like, really, dude? Like, you're really going to start this? So he was trying to, like, convert me or teach me about Jesus and love and all this stuff. And then I just hit him with a couple of pointers, and I said, yeah, you know, I respect religion, all kinds of religion, but I just don't think, just because I don't want to, like, you know, feel God or whatever you want to say to me, doesn't mean that, you know, I'm bad a person or anything. Because, no, I'm not saying you're bad, I just want you to understand that, you know, did you feel the power of God and the love of God before? Like, have you ever felt him in your heart? And I said, yeah, I have. And, you know, even if God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to say, because he's a good Christian. He's a born-again Christian. So, you know, he just needed to tell me that. Sorry about that. I ran into someone at the clinic. I was picking up some prescription medicine because my significant other is really sick with the flu. And I was like, hey, what's going on? But aside from that, so getting back to what I was talking about. So I was playing Fortnite, and this guy's trying to preach me the power and the love of God in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And, like, I was very respectful. I told him, hey, sir, I totally understand what you're saying, but, you know, I'm an atheist/agnostic. I told him why I felt that way. You know, and he still tried to preach to me, like, why I should love God, what happened to me, why don't I accept him? And I said, no, I don't, that's not my problem. I said, I respect religion, and I've done theology on Christianity, Judaism, Islam. And I said, I just don't agree with it. And I gave him a couple of examples. And, like, after I gave him a couple of examples, he just didn't really like what I was saying. But I was just being honest. I said, first of all, I said, if God or Jesus Christ came and, like, revealed himself to me, said, hey, I'm all-knowing, I'm really powerful, I'm all this, I'm Jesus, I'd be like, cool, I still don't want to follow you, right? And he goes, well, maybe that's the devil's work. I said, well, if I don't believe in the devil, I mean, if I don't believe in Jesus Christ and God, then that means that the devil doesn't exist. One can't exist without the other. I mean, that's why they're two sides to a coin, right? And he's all, well, that's not true. And I said, okay. And then I said, well, I just don't like the way people used... And I just told him other things. I said, I didn't like the way people used religion to, you know, for slavery. I mean, think about it. They brought slaves to the United States or anywhere, and they converted them to their religion, and that's how they controlled them. And I'm not saying all religion is like that. I'm just saying that's how I look at it. Also, if God is loving and all-knowing and everything, where was he when, like, 9/11 happened? I mean, was Allah there helping the Muslims, or was, like, Jesus Christ there helping people? Because a lot of people died. So you can't tell me that God is all loving and all knowing and only does good because he wasn't there, in my opinion, you know? And he got mad at that, or he just tried to, like, he goes, I don't know how to say about that. And I said, you know, and then I told him, like, some priest or some person told me that everybody is a sinner, even a child. He goes, well, that's not true. I said, well, why would he tell me that if it's not true? And, you know, I just kind of poked a lot of holes into his story, or into his trying to convert me to be more religious or to be God-fearing, and it just didn't work. And I said, you know, I respect your opinion, and if that's how you feel about it, that's great. But it's just not who I am. And I said, if I'm made in God's image, why do I need to follow him or praise him, you know? And he just had no questions. He just started reading, like, vert passages from the Bible. And I said, okay. And then I said, Austin 3:16 says, sure. I was being a dick because he just wouldn't stop. I'm, like, trying to play Fortnite. So, I after the fourth game, I said, you know what? I'm going to take off because I don't want to play anymore. I wasn't rude because it's just not who I am. But it was just, like, hilarious to me that he thought that that would convert me. And, you know, that's not the first time that someone's tried to convert me or push their religion on me. And, you know, like, I'm just not a religious person. And does God exist? Does the devil exist? Does something exist? I don't know. But I'm not going to take science over religion, and I'm going to take religion over science. That's why I say I'm, like, atheist/agnostic, because I don't know. If I knew, then I'd probably make up my mind, and I, like I said, I either way, I'd still be like, I'm going to follow my own path. Do I think I'm a good person? Yes. Do I make mistakes? Yes. Well, I always make mistakes. Of course. We're human. We have needs and wants, and sometimes we just don't give a fuck. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means that you're human. And then, like, we always put this label that if we're, like, everybody that goes to church is really good. No, not everybody that goes to church is really good. I mean, look at all the, like, children getting molested by priests who are there to be good people and show you good. You know what I mean? So that really makes no sense to me. So I just try to... So if anybody just comes at me like that, I always try to, you know, just speak my piece and tell them how I feel. And if they like it, great. If they don't, go suck a bag of dicks, dude. If you need... this is going to sound terrible, but sometimes if you need religion or you need something to tell you that you are... to be a good person, that's like weakness to me. That's like really weak. You need something or someone to tell you how to act and how to feel. You know, if you don't know any better, I get it. You need a guidance. I totally understand that. But if you constantly need to think that you need to pray or you need to, like, read a book to feel good about yourself or to say, oh, I'm going to do the right thing because that's what the good book says and the good Lord. No! You should be able to, you know, tell yourself, hey, that is right from wrong. I think you inherently should know what's right and from wrong if you've seen it through your life. If you see the way your parents act, the way teachers, you know, through your life, you get examples every day of good choices, bad choices, good behavior, bad behavior. And if you can't control yourself, then, and religion's the only thing that's going to help you, great. But if you need religion to make you be a good person or do the right thing, you really need to fucking check your shit. Because that's bullshit. That's weakness. So, very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. What else? Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm in a good mood. I'm happy. You know, I have my moments of weakness where I was pissed off and frustrated this week. But in the overall thing, I was just like, you know, life is better than that. Life will go on beyond that. It's not just this or that. It's just the way things are. You know, I'm very fortunate. Looking at my life, I landed on my feet. I've done a lot of things, and a lot of things have happened to me that I should probably not be alive, but I am. For one reason or another, whatever is out there protecting me or putting me in the place that I should be in, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. But with all those things, it's made me appreciate my life. It's made me appreciate other people's lives. It made me appreciate waking up in the morning in a comfortable bed in my own home. Not a lot of people have that. You know, and I'm grateful. Even if I didn't have, like, half the things I have, I'd still be grateful. I mean, a lot of people have it way better. I mean, way better or way bad or way worse. But, you know, we got to go forward. I always try to go forward. It's just part of me. I was going to say, with the impeachment trial, I think it's kind of funny. Like, if Trump has nothing to hide, why are they trying to, like, suppress all these witnesses and all this information? You know, Mitch McConnell's a bitch. I can't stand that motherfucker. Like, or Lindsey Graham, because when Clinton, who got a blowjob, which was not correct either way, because the way he did it, they wanted to impeach him on the spot. You're talking about corruption, collusion, and a threat to our democracy, and they don't want to, like, bat an eyelash to it? That is hypocrisy, and that is stupidity. People need to wake up. Stop. I see all these social justice warriors that do research, and they don't even know what they're talking about, but because they hear, like, a quote or, like, a five-second clip of someone saying something, then that's, like, reality, which is not. And, yeah, like, I always see people here, oh, I did research on the internet. I did research on the internet. Yeah, you did research, all right, but what sources did you cite? Is it even real? And I'm not talking about fake news. Fake news has been around all the time. Just, everything's entertainment. I was talking to someone the other day, and they said, oh, I'm not entertained by these candidates. It's not about entertainment. It's about getting the information right, getting things done. Life, politics, is not about entertainment. Like, going to work, making money, taking care of your family. How do you make that entertaining? It's not entertaining. It's, like, part of just life. It should be, I don't know how to put the word. It should be good. It should be structured. Or, you know, I'm saying it's not, like, a happy thing. It's not a bad thing either. It's just you need to get certain shit done to get other shit done. Not, I'm entertained. So, it's interesting to me. TGI fucking F. I'm so happy. Like, my birthday's here. I kind of want to go start looking at puppies because I want a pit bull again. I miss my old pit bull. She passed away. But like I said, I can't wait to have a thing. I don't really want gifts. The only gifts I want is to spend time with my friends and family and hang out. I want to have a good drink. Every time I try to drink, I don't have time. I just don't want to drink. But I want to drink sometime soon. You know, if there's something you can do out there for yourself or for someone else's, take some time to say hi. Take time to do something nice. You know, like Brad Pitt said, you know, like every day you have a chance to do something kind. Like, take that chance. We need it. And we do. And I try to do that every day for others and for myself and for my family. But, you know, pay it forward. Lead by example. Stop being a sheep. I'm signing off because I'm going to go work out right now. I'll talk to you later. Bye.